One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive. From real ghost stories online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled along the rugged coastline, this historic building has been the backdrop for more than just Prohibition-era revelry, the Moss Beach Distillery. For decades, visitors and staff have reported strange happenings with one spectral figure emerging time and again, a woman dressed in blue, now known as the Blue Lady. But who is she, and why does her ghost linger in this remote spot? Was it a tragic love affair? A violent death or something else that binds her spirit to this place? Throughout the years, the Moss Beach Distillery has seen its fair share of paranormal investigations, and the stories continue to multiply. Could there really be a spirit tied to the tragic fate of a woman from the 1930s, or is there something more at play here? On this episode, we'll uncover the layers of mystery, the chilling accounts from those who've encountered the Blue Lady, and what science and skepticism say about the phenomena. One thing is for sure, there's more to this haunting than meets the eye. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Moss Beach Distillery, located in the small coastal town of Moss Beach, California, is a place that has seen its fair share of history. Built in the 1920s, it was originally known as Frank's Place, a Prohibition-era speakeasy that attracted locals and travelers alike. Situated on a bluff overlooking the Pacific Ocean, the distillery was a hidden gem, its doors opening only to those in the know. It wasn't just a place to grab a drink, it was a sanctuary of secrecy, a backdrop for the type of late-night deals and whispered conversations that defined the Prohibition era. But behind the charming history of the Moss Beach Distillery, something far darker lingered. In the 1930s, the establishment became the site of a haunting that would go on to capture the imagination of locals and paranormal enthusiasts alike. A woman whose name has been lost to time came to be known as the Blue Lady, a tragic figure whose ghost is said to haunt the very building where she lived, loved, and ultimately met a mysterious end. The exact identity of the Blue Lady is a subject of much speculation. One popular story suggests she was a young woman named Joan who had a love affair with a married man. The affair, however, ended in tragedy when the man broke her heart and abandoned her. Jean, heartbroken and alone, allegedly died under mysterious circumstances, and it is said her spirit never left the Moss Beach Distillery. Her story is intertwined with the kind of love and loss that fuels legends and myths, leaving behind a spectral figure dressed in a flowing blue gown, her apparition appearing to those unlucky enough to encounter her. While the identity of Hawn, or the Blue Lady, remains unclear, what is known is that the first reports of paranormal activity at the Moss Beach Distillery began to surface in the 1970s. Employees and visitors started sharing stories of strange occurrences that could not be explained. It started small. Unexplained smells of perfume, the sound of footsteps echoing down empty hallways, and cold drafts in otherwise warm areas. Then came the sightings of a mysterious figure in a blue dress, an apparition that was said to appear and disappear without a trace. And while some of these reports were dismissed as the products of overactive imaginations, others were difficult to ignore. One particularly chilling account came from a woman who was alone in the building one evening. She reported seeing a figure dressed in a blue gown standing at the top of the staircase. The figure vanished when the woman turned to grab a drink, but it left an unmistakable impression, the scent of perfume that lingered long after the encounter. Was this a hallucination brought on by isolation or something more? For many, this was the first real indication that something unusual was happening at the Moss Beach Distillery. As the stories grew, so did the skepticism. Could the strange happenings be explained by psychological factors or environmental triggers? Skeptics argue that the building's age and location could contribute to some of the paranormal experiences. The distillery was known for its poor lighting, high ceilings, and a tendency to have sudden, unexplained drafts. Could these physical factors explain the cold spots that people felt or the mysterious sounds they heard late at night? Some also suggested that the idea of a haunting might have been influenced by the location's history, fueling a psychological response in those who visited. But there were also theories that went beyond the simple explanation of poor architecture or overactive imaginations. Some paranormal experts suggested the phenomena could be the result of a residual haunting. In this theory, traumatic or intense events leave an emotional imprint on a location, causing the energies to repeat like a loop. Could the Blue Lady's tragic death have caused such an imprint on the Moss Beach Distillery? Was her death so emotionally intense that it caused the location to become a vessel for her spirit, forever replaying the moments of her final days? Regardless of the cause, it was clear that something was going on at the Moss Beach Distillery. The early accounts were just the beginning, and in the years that followed, the hauntings would only intensify, adding layers of mystery to an already intriguing location. As more visitors and investigators ventured to the site, the questions grew louder. Who was the Blue Lady? Was she real? And if so, what had kept her bound to the distillery all these years? The answers, it seemed, would not come easily. As the 1980s rolled in, the paranormal activity at the Moss Beach Distillery took a more intense turn. The stories of the Blue Lady's presence, once dismissed as isolated incidents, became harder to ignore as the accounts grew both in number and in the vividness of their detail. Visitors and staff alike began to share chilling experiences of mysterious happenings, from cold spots to inexplicable noises, and most notably, sightings of the ghostly figure in blue. One of the most prominent reports came from a local investigator who spent hours exploring the distillery with his team. Armed with infrared cameras and electromagnetic field EMF meters, they sought to capture evidence of the supernatural. What they found would shake their skepticism. The investigator reported a sudden temperature drop in the building, specifically near the staircase where the Blue Lady was said to appear. A strange whiff of perfume filled the air, an all-too-familiar detail from previous encounters. But the most unsettling discovery came when the team captured what seemed to be an image of a figure in blue on their infrared camera. The figure was indistinct, but appeared to be floating near the bar area, vanishing as quickly as it had materialized. Was this proof of the Blue Lady's presence, or simply an anomaly in the equipment? Either way, the sighting reignited interest in the ghostly figure who had haunted the Moss Beach Distillery for decades. These investigations also highlighted the recurring theme of the Blue Lady's attachment to certain areas within the building. Most of the sightings and reported phenomena seemed to happen near the staircase, bar, and a particular private dining room, which some guests believed to be her favorite spot. It wasn't just the paranormal investigators who noted this. Several visitors claimed to feel the presence of the Blue Lady in these very spots, sometimes even encountering her directly. One woman in particular reported being physically touched by an unseen hand while sitting at the bar. She said it felt like someone had brushed past her, but when she looked up, no one was there. Moments later, the familiar scent of perfume lingered in the air. For many, this interaction felt real, and the woman left with a sense of awe, but also a bit of unease. At this point, theories about the nature of the haunting began to expand. Some experts suggested that what was occurring at the distillery might be a residual haunting, an imprint left on the environment by an intense emotional experience. According to this theory, the traumatic events surrounding the Blue Lady's death had left a lingering energy in the building, which replayed like a broken record. This would explain the repetitive nature of the sightings and phenomena. The Blue Lady spirit wasn't necessarily an intelligent, interactive presence, but rather a residual echo of her final moments, trapped in an endless loop. However, other paranormal researchers disagreed. They posited that the Blue Lady might be an intelligent haunting, meaning her spirit was aware and interacted with the living. This theory took into account the instances where people reported not just witnessing the apparition, but feeling a direct emotional connection with it. Some visitors described a feeling of intense sadness, as if the ghost was communicating a sense of sorrow and longing. This interaction was not merely a spectral replay of past events, but a genuine encounter with a conscious entity, a woman who still seemed to be trying to make sense of her untimely death. In the years following these investigations, more and more people who visited the Moss Beach Distillery shared their own stories. These accounts often mirrored the earlier reports with a few key additions. Some guests began to hear disembodied voices, particularly during the late night hours when the restaurant was empty. One of the more famous reports came from a group of friends who were dining at the distillery late one evening. As they chatted amongst themselves, they distinctly heard the sound of high heels clicking on the floor behind them. They turned to find nothing but an empty room. Was this simply an auditory illusion? Or was it something more? Others described feeling a sudden, overwhelming sense of sadness or fear when in certain areas of the building. One man even claimed to have been startled by the sound of faint crying coming from an empty corner near the bar, a sound that he couldn't shake even after leaving the distillery. Despite the mounting reports of paranormal activity, some visitors were still skeptical. Could these experiences be explained by environmental factors? Some suggested that the design of the building, particularly its old wooden floors and narrow hallways, could contribute to creaking sounds and other noises that seemed ghostly. Others proposed that the cold spots reported by many were simply due to drafts caused by the building's age and location. And of course, there was always the possibility that the power of suggestion played a role. When people entered the Moss Beach Distillery with the expectation of encountering something paranormal, their minds might have been predisposed to perceive anything unusual as evidence of the Blue Lady's ghost. Nonetheless, the frequency and consistency of the reports could not be easily dismissed. As the years passed, Moss Beach Distillery became a destination for paranormal enthusiasts eager to experience the Blue Lady firsthand. Whether they came in search of answers, thrills, or simply to enjoy a drink with a ghost, the Blue Lady's legend only seemed to grow stronger. Investigators continued to visit the distillery, some hoping for more conclusive evidence, others simply wanting to understand the nature of the haunting. What was clear was that Moss Beach Distillery had become synonymous with the Blue Lady. And despite the efforts of skeptics to rationalize the phenomena, the haunting remained a central part of the location's identity, a mystery wrapped in layers of history, tragedy, and the unknown. The question remained, was the Blue Lady an intelligent presence still roaming the halls of the distillery, or was she merely a remnant of a past tragedy doomed to replay the moments of her death for all eternity? As we wrap up the story of the Moss Beach Distillery and the legend of the Blue Lady, we're left with more questions than answers. Was the Blue Lady truly the spirit of a heartbroken woman, doomed to wander the distillery for eternity? Or are these ghostly encounters simply the product of environmental factors, psychological triggers, and the power of suggestion? On one hand, there's the compelling evidence of sightings, strange noises, and cold spots that can't be easily explained. Some of these experiences were shared by multiple people, and the consistency of the reports is hard to ignore. But on the other hand, the building itself, a historic, creaky structure by the edge of a cliff, offers plenty of opportunities for misinterpretation. The human brain, especially when primed by stories of hauntings, can easily fill in the blanks and conjure images of the unexplained. Could it be that the Blue Lady is not a spirit, but a manifestation of our own fears and desires to make sense of the unknown? There's there's also the possibility of residual hauntings, where the emotional energy of a traumatic event is so intense it leaves an imprint on the environment. This would explain the repetitive nature of the experiences, the sense of the past playing out in real time. If that's the case, then the Blue Lady is less of an active spirit and more like a ghostly recording, forever repeating the tragic moments of her death. But what if, just maybe, there is something to the idea that the Blue Lady is aware, still reaching out from beyond the grave? Could her spirit truly be conscious, seeking closure or perhaps even a chance for redemption? The idea of an intelligent haunting makes the mystery all the more intriguing, suggesting that the Blue Lady is more than just an echo of the past. She's an active presence, still engaging with the living. Whatever the truth may be, the legend of the Blue Lady continues to haunt the Moss Beach Distillery. For every skeptic who points to natural explanations, there's another person who walks through the door and feels the chill, hears the footsteps, or catches a glimpse of the woman in blue. The haunting endures, as mysterious and enigmatic as ever. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.